Thank you, Lori.
It is, sorry, Dr. Kelly, 6:43, and the board will come back into executive session. Please, Sonia.
Item 5, new business, continued a discussion of possible action concerning deployment or implementation of campus-based security devices.
I move to proceed as discussed in closed session. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mary. Motion made and seconded on 5A.
Ms. Fritzy.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes. 5B, discussion of possible action concerning the EPW1B1 license agreement.
I move to proceed as discussed in closed session at this point.
Second.
Thank you. Sonia?
I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ms. Prokarski. Do we have any money right now set aside for any land within this fiscal year? No? Okay.
Ms. Fritzy.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
No.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes.
And that would take us back to the beginning. I would like to, I can see that we have newspaper people here, and with the board's permission, I'd like to go 3A. Is that what y'all are here?
Actually, yeah.
Yes.
3A.
Okay with that, Madam Chair?
I would say go with the order.
Pardon?
I would say just go with the order.
Would the rest of the board like to move up the...
I'm okay with moving 3A, yeah, as requested by...
I'm okay with moving to 3A.
Then we will move 3A up for our next agenda item, please.
Item 3, new business. A, discussion of possible action regarding the GoFundMe campaign and fundraising for the Bay is Black.
Mr. Rodriguez?
I guess you want to give us a brief report on where we stand on the GoFundMe, what the process was.
Good afternoon, Trustee Shane Griffith, Public Information Officer. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have regarding the GoFundMe, but to date, we received $4,975 by way of 29 donors. When we take out some of the overhead fees that are associated with the GoFundMe account, that puts us at $4,653 so far in the CISD bank account, specifically for the repainting of the flag mural at Reyes Elementary School. We are expecting several $1,000 more over the next several days. Due to some members of our community who are putting together some fundraiser on this initiative as well. That's currently where the initiative resides. Again, happy to answer any questions you might have.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes, sir, please.
The cost of actually placing a plaque for every individual that paid over a certain amount, is that correct?
What's that cost? The initiative was set up as a way to honor those who made us more of a substantial contribution toward the effort.
Yes.
Any donation above $250 would be engraved into a plaque of appreciation which would be installed adjacent to the flag mural at a location that to be determined at the Reyes School.
At this time, what is the cost for those 29 individuals that have donated over those $4,000? What's the amount that we as a district will have to pay out to actually pay to place a plaque in front of the mural?
So how much is the plaque itself?
Yes.
We don't yet have a quote for that. Talking internally, we're looking at about anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 for the plaque.
Total amount of all plaques?
Yeah, it would be one plaque. A wide range of prices. We just haven't yet gotten to that point just yet.
So it's one plaque, not one individual plaques?
One plaque.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so it's going to be that one plaque.
You're saying about $1,000 to $1,500?
That's just initial rough estimates. Once we know exactly how many names.
So it would take off from this, right?
Right, that would be in addition to.
It would be about $3,500 to $4,000.
At the present time, but again, we're expecting several thousand dollars more within the next week or so. Within the next week.
Griffin, we sent a registered letter to the Hunt Corporation. Could you give us an update on that?
Well, that was the board's letter to, I think, initially Mr. Chapman and then subsequently to Mr. Hunt. I haven't received any response back from them.
So they have just essentially stonewalled and said they were not going to fulfill the commitment that they had written to us?
It's possible that they're still working on their response to the letter that they've received, the most recent letter from earlier this month, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm referring to.
Right. Nothing solid by way of a direct response from them.
And I believe Congressman Reyes was going to have a breakfast?
That's correct.
And was that fruitful?
June 11th is his breakfast fundraiser.
Okay. Thank you. So that is yet to be determined. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you
Again,
very much.
Sir. Several thousand dollars more than expected.
Madam Chair, question?
Yes, sir.
Could we have an update at a regular board meeting regarding the results of that breakfast?
I'd be happy to.
Awesome. Thank you.
I do have several more questions in regards to the overall campaign of itself. Dr. Gallies at the last meeting said it was administration's that went forward with this. And I would have to disagree with them that. Was there any communication from the board president in regards to creating a campaign?
Yeah, sir, a lot of it was coming from that committee meeting. Yeah, I know one of the first option taking off was we're having the taxpayers pay for it. And so we were looking at other options. And this was an option by our gathering public to move forward with the GoFundMe. Again, talking with Mr. Reyes. Again, we're looking at all options not to utilize taxpayer
payment. And I guess the disagreement I have with administration, and I could understand where you have to take that position, but and I'm going to go through a series of timelines and some other issues in regards to this issue and why I'm extremely frustrated, because I think it's a disrespect to our community, it's been a disrespect to the congressman, it's been a disrespect to the veterans and to the Hunt family. I think we played a game that needs to stop. And so in regards to an April 8th committee meeting that we had, that was recommended to the full board. The committee's recommendation was to look at the contingency. It was supposed to be on the April 28th meeting. That item was pulled by our board president. On the May 1st, I had called right after because my understanding there was an agenda item before that meeting on April 28th to send a letter to Hunt. My understanding was one of the contingency items at the end of the meeting was going to be to let's move forward and close it out. But no, that item was pulled. So I called the board president and had a conversation in regards to having a special board meeting. And I did call two other individuals so that way I would have a special board meeting if that needed to be happened. There was going to be, I believe you were out of town the following week, and we were looking at May the 5th to have it. We ended up on the May 20th. Special board meeting, and that the discussion that we had was to address the contingency funds. Now, when you look at the May 20th special board meeting, it was just a special board meeting to address a letter to Hunt, which before it was already, and my concern I have here is in regards to possible Coleman board members to send that letter to Hunt without the board's authorization. So the May 20th special board meeting was just that letter. And the reason why was because I was called by council to see if I was okay with that. And so I said, no, that's a board decision and it has to be discussed and voted on by the board. When you go to several concerns that I have.
Chair, do I have a question?
Yes, sir.
I do call into question Mr. Rodriguez's timeline in that we did direct our board president to communicate with Hunt communities into the funding of said mural. So I don't agree with his timeline at this point.
I don't agree with it either. It is reflected in the minutes of the meeting that the board did direct me to do that.
To finalize a letter and communication, not to create another letter.
It was to communicate with Hunt communities in terms of funding the mural as specified in the original letter communicated
so
in February.
We're on the GoFundMe campaign.
That's correct.
So let's stay with our germane to our subject here, Mr. Rodriguez. That's what we're talking about.
And so in regards,
was GoFundMe.
And so I'm going to talk about the board operating procedures here in regards to, and these are online. In regards to page 9, it says, on item B, it says, board members shall not take individual actions that will compromise the school district, the board, or the administration. Board members recognize that they are only authorized to take action in an official capacity as a member of the board as a whole, or when delegated authority by the board as a whole. So it's... Then it goes to C.
I think you know that the board president is the spokesperson for the board.
No, I understand that, but that's not, you don't have the authority to act on behalf of the board. And so I have, then you go to item C, board members will not represent to anyone that they as individuals have any authority to act on behalf of the board, the district, or their administration unless expressly authorized by the board to do so. D is board members shall respect the role of the administration and will not encroach on administrative duties or attempt to micromanage the affairs of the school district. When you go to page 10, you go to Q, it says board members will endeavor to inform themselves about the requirements of the Texas Open Meetings Act and will seek to comply with these laws at all times. Questions regarding compliance, including questions regarding the posting of matters on board agendas will be addressed to the superintendent or the board president as early as possible.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I called the question the fact that we've already voted on such matters regarding the funding of the flag,
yes,
and this has already been voted upon. Ma'am?
This is in regards to a GoFundMe.
I understand that, but we've already discussed this on the phone.
The board president had a call with me, and she said that she gave a deadline to administration to come up with a campaign to actually fund this without the board's authority. And she does not have, yes, you did. You
that
had,
is absolutely
you
untrue.
Had, we had a conversation and you gave you said, wait till you
no,
post
you
that item.
No, you didn't call me, you had talked to someone.
No, I talked to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. If you want, I could show you the record within my cell phone. But I did communicate
because
with you.
Because it
the,
says you called me doesn't show that what you told
no, it
me.
Shows me. It shows how much time we've had on that
no,
conversation. So it shows
it doesn't show. You could have been talking to me about
it. You could be in denial, but
Rodriguez.
The facts are there. And the thing is.
No, I'm pretty sure the facts aren't there, Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes,
the fact
are.
Is that you didn't call me you about this issue. You
no,
spoke to Sonia,
to
and
you.
She is who communicated
no,
with
I
me, but I don't really think it's a
back
problem.
In May, right after the April 28th meeting that this was set, that the committee recommended and you pulled it, and our conversation was to actually have a special board meeting in regards to addressing it, and that was a discussion,
and
you said that you were waiting on staff to get back on the end of the Friday, deadline, and I believe a deadline was given, do you recall the deadline that was given to y'all in regards to having a campaign or something addressed? Because that's what she communicated to me, was that there was a deadline in place to, let's see if they're able to address that issue.
I think you're confusing the deadline.
Madam Chair?
The deadline was for the painting of the flag.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
On May 20th, we did discuss the letter to Hunt Communities, and we did vote that to give you authority to communicate with Hunt Communities in terms of funding our painting of the flag on Reyes Elementary.
Which was a special board meeting.
That is correct, and the meetings are online, sir.
Which, that agenda item, and if you go back to those minutes in that discussion, you'll go back to, we had the same discussion.
So wait a minute, where are you going with this? I mean, do you think there was like some horrible idea to have a campaign?
I was just going to go through the process on the board, operating procedures of what,
your operating
as a board president or as a board member, if that was your direction to administration, it should have been approved by the board.
The board's direction, Mr. Rodriguez.
The direction
at several meetings that happened.
That wasn't a voted direction. Those were conversations to look at other ways to fund this item.
So do you have a problem with me?
No, I have a problem with the process that you went about, and now there's.
Do you think there's been underhanded business?
What I'm saying is that you didn't follow the process.
Yes or no? Do you think that there's something wrong?
I did not say that. What I'm saying is, as board member and as a board president, you did not follow the process according to guidelines that we have to follow. And what I was going to go through is those guidelines.
We've just heard the minutes reflected that we all went through the process.
Look, let me finish, and then you could understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
So on page 12 of 23. It says, the superintendent will distribute any information requested by the board president or other board members to each member of the board. Item F talks about board members may not communicate with other individuals, members, or purpose of soliciting votes in support or opposition to items of business that may come forward before the board. Item G, board members wish to share information relevant to district business or issues before the board will relay the information to the board president and the superintendent for distribution to all members in the weekly board packets. On the last one, 16 of 23, says at the end, it says the board president shall not have the authority to remove from the agenda a subject requested by a trustee without the trustee's specification authorization. Going back to that item, what I'm saying is, the item was pulled from the April 28th meeting without.
Madam Chair, I'd like to call a question to Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes,
authorization.
Sir.
Mr. Rodriguez, do you believe in these board operating procedures to be something we should all follow?
I agree.
In fact, when you were president, did you follow these explicitly?
To the best of my ability. And
to the best of your ability, so when we asked to replace you as president in November 2013, did you approve that?
The approval of, yes, it was approved because it was on the agenda.
So when we asked for it in October, was it placed on the agenda?
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
If you actually add communication emails between what
I understand that, sir, but my agenda item was asked for in October and it was not. So I will agree with you that you follow it to a certain extent. So you're representing a certain amount of board procedures that you yourself do not follow, is that correct?
No, what I'm saying is that the request was not provided in a formal request. And
I formally requested it through the secretary, which is what we formally requested, sir. Is that correct?
No. Sure, if you have the
Mr.
email,
Rodriguez,
there was no request.
I do. I actually do.
Mr. Rodriguez, I think that you're drifting off of the agenda item.
I think you have a board member that's drifting off the agenda, which is the board president.
I
going to him back to what the agenda item is.
I believe your agenda item is about GoFundMe, not board operating procedures. And board operating procedures do say you have 3 minutes, that all board members have 3 minutes to speak.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we've gone on and we're still not getting to the point. What is it that you'd like to see done?
The point is that we've asked for us to revisit the board operating procedure since it's been February 2009, and yet we have not had a meeting, and this goes back to a year ago.
Then the agenda item reads discussion and possible action regarding the GoFundMe account.
Bring it back in. Come back in, Armando, to what you, what do you want to do about
your
agenda item, GoFundMe and the funders.
When you're going to use a campaign of it, what I'm saying is that as board president, if you were going to create a campaign, that should have,
I didn't create a campaign.
If you were going to ask administration, if you were going to, yes, Lori, you even asked for us to fundraise with kids to go get pennies to paint the flag. You told me. Stop lying.
I did not do that. That's not true. If you will go to the board meeting, committee meeting, where you pushed so hard to fundraise, I was indeed the one who said, no, it was inappropriate to ask veterans and people who had already given so much to give more. That should be recorded in the audio of the minutes.
Yes, but you directed administration.
No, that's absolutely
incorrect. You told me you directed administration. Yes, you did.
Now, did you call, let's talk about something for real. Did you call a board member to ask them to change their vote?
No, I didn't.
So that you could get...
I had the superintendent call to reconsider because that's board operating, and that's actually not board operating procedure. That's Robert's Rules of Order.
That's correct.
And so I asked... And that's the reason why at the last
meeting...
you
to ask people to change their vote.
No.
I think the heart of the matter is that your contingency fee did not pass and you must be angry about that.
No.
But this isn't what you're... You can't bring that back, and I'm sorry if what you wanted didn't pass.
What I'm saying is, as board president, there's issues that I have in regards to following the board operating procedures in regards to the GoFundMe and other stuff that has been occurring. It's been a game within the community, the veterans, and the hunt community.
But you're misrepresenting the facts.
You pulled an agenda item on the 28th without, that was a committee recommendation. If you just look at that, that was a committee recommendation on the 8th, and yet you pulled it on the 28th.
We're talking about GoFundMe. You're going to have to stay.
Yes, because if you're going to go on the GoFundMe...
Madam Chair, I'd like to clarify that account.
Yes, sir.
Communication with facilities indicated that we could wait until June 15th to paint the flag upon the side of Reyes Elementary. That was communicated to me as the committee of, as the committee chair of the finance audit, finance and planning committee. That was communicated to me as well as communicated to the board president at that time. So there was no,
so an agenda item was pulled.
An agenda item was pulled on her behalf as you have done as president as well.
So, as in regards to GoFundMe, Mr. Rodriguez, what do you want to do? What is your agenda item?
What I'm requesting is that we revisit our board operating procedures.
We are in July.
One is that if there's any communication between the superintendent, if the board president or anybody asks any information, that should be followed. The internal auditor follows it, and that should be followed as well. So that way we're all communicated on when a board member calls and requests a certain information. And there's other, this isn't just the first thing. I mean, you have the UB120 where you've made decisions. You've had the tree pole flag. I mean, it's all, it's a serious discussion. So I'll just reword my item on the next one to address the issue correctly.
Well, what do you want to do about your agenda item? You haven't.
I'm saying that on the agenda item, on the GoFundMe campaign and the fundraising of the Reyes flag, that should have been voted by the board, because it was directed by the board president.
It was not directed by the board president, and I did not
tell
you that.
You gave him a timeline, and you told me specifically.
Just ask the superintendent.
We just talked. Yeah, ask the superintendent. Did I direct you to anything?
Can I remind the board protocol meeting is refrain from kind of setting their critical comments to one another in the public. Focus on issues, not people or personalities. Courteously accept other viewpoints in the board vote.
In the board vote.
The board vote is the most important thing. Mr. Rodriguez, we had a vote.
And
I'm sorry it didn't go your way.
No, we didn't have a vote on creating a campaign. There was discussion within committee meetings that that, as a process, if it goes through a committee, then it should be put on the board agenda and we should have the opportunity to vote as a board, just like the other issue, and that's why this agenda item is here. And
call the question.
If it were to have been, then it should have been followed proper protocol, and there should have been a vote on the campaign.
Just for your information, too, and I can remember it as clearly as can be, we all sat down at the round table, Mr. Rodriguez, and we, as a group, discussed and came to consensus that there should be a plan A, B, and C, and that those three plans, because if you'll remember, the flag was not in the original drawings, and we also had from CBAC that they didn't want to fund the flag. They're the people who recommend to the board. So we have plenty of conversation, we have plenty of discourse about all of this, and all of it is reflected in the minutes and the audio. And I'm sorry you feel somehow that there's a disconnect, but I'm not understanding why you're angry.
Let me ask.
Madam President, the question has been called three times.
The question has been called three times.
It has to be seconded.
Okay, I'll second that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is there any way I could ask legal in regards to that?
Can I question legal?
I've been trying to follow along with the discussion to see how it ties into the agenda.
We've had a previous vote on this item, sir, and we just want to get a clarification. Can we vote on something that's already been voted?
We cannot.
Thank you.
And we're not voting on something that's already been voted. So that's a clarification. What I want to ask in regards to, we have committee meetings where we deliberate and have discussion. Can there be any formal action within that committee meeting that what was discussed? I know we had discussed plan A, plan B, plan C, but yet you can't, as a committee, that's against the law. I mean, you're set up as a committee and then you want to, can you clarify that?
I'm still trying to follow along how this discussion is tied into the agenda item in this meeting. It's not, I don't think we should be discussing.
That's correct.
So in regards to the GoFundMe campaign, if should that be something that the board votes on in comparison to any other item that the board has made discussion on and said we should go this route?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Counsel, maybe I can clarify. He's trying to, Mr. Rodriguez, if I may paraphrase him, we may, as a board, direct administration to fundraise for possible painting of a flag on the side of the building. Is that something that we as a board should be micromanaging, or should we even direct board at this time?
Well,
this is painting of a flag, mind you.
Which is going to be
about this painting of a flag. That's just painting a flag. However it's funded, how are we as a board instructed to do it?
Well, you can certainly post an agenda item to address this issue and then give direction, which then would be undertaken by your administration.
Correct. Is it required by law in order for administration to fund painting of a flag? Is it required?
You'd have to have it within your budget or a budgetary item.
If it's not a budgetary item and it's less than $50,000, is it something that is required by board?
By board policy, it's $10,000.
No, but it's by fundraising.
It's fundraising.
It's fundraising.
It's fundraising. That's what I'm trying to clarify. This is fundraising.
Fundraise always.
We're talking about the GoFundMe campaign. Is this something that needs to be directed by board?
I would believe it would be, but I don't think that's the agenda that we have before us.
Okay.
I just don't want to go beyond
understand.
The agenda that.
So fundraising, as we understand it, needs to be directed, no matter how small or how large, it needs to be directed by the board. Is that correct? Just for clarification, not in particular to this situation, but as a board, as a body, do we have to direct administration to go and fundraise for any particular item, whether it be a small amount or a large
those
amount?
Those are two different.
No, and then this is just for clarification, Mr. Rodriguez.
Okay,
let counsel finish.
You clarify, and then
I'm asking him a very particular question.
I would have to research that specific question because I was not, on this particular agenda item, I was not expecting the discussion to stray from
Fundraising. This the GoFundMe campaign is a fundraising campaign.
Yeah, it's a fund.
So in terms of directing administration for fundraising, are we as a board required to direct administration for a particular amount of fundraising, considering that it's not expenditure, it's revenue generation?
Well, certainly the administration can schedule a fundraising event.
Administration can, at their will, schedule any fundraising event at their will. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe they can.
Thank you.
Okay, in regards to if a committee recommends, the committee of the board recommends to create a campaign and go and ask people for money.
Call the question.
Shouldn't that be more?
I'll second that. Legal has been called in.
It's the third, fourth time that we've called questions.
The question's been called four times.
Yeah. It's up to the board president.
I'm trying to give you some leeway so that maybe we can understand exactly why you're upset. But since the question has been called and seconded now four times, and we still can't get to the bottom of it, Sonia.
Ms. Fritzy.
What's the question?
Yeah, what's the question?
What does it mean? Please, sir, can you explain what the
question? I can only
the motion.
Take a guess. No legal, would you like to?
Well, I'm not sure there was a motion that came out of all.
Yeah.
There really wasn't.
What is
the call for
question?
A question. I'm trying to understand. We're really.
What are we voting on?
Yeah.
We're real off course, mm-hmm. And so the question has been called, but nobody seems to really have what the question is.
Yeah, I think, Madam Chair, you did try to redirect it back to the agenda item numerous times. It's arguable that it has and has not been redirected back to the agenda item. So maybe Mr. Rodriguez can get us back on track on the agenda item.
I mean,
or we can have.
If you'd like to make a motion, Mr. Rodriguez, I'd like to entertain that.
What I was. I mean, there's no motion, so you all follow. I mean, we could cease discussion, but the question.
Would you like to cease discussion on this item?
I second it.
Motion made and seconded to cease discussion. Sonia.
Ms. Fritzy.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That would take us now back to 2A.
Finance. Number one, discussion regarding the timeline for the state budget adoption.
Good evening, Ms. McCarthy.
Good evening.
I'd like to follow that up, won't you?
I do.
Good one, huh?
Okay, I received a memo from Mr. Leon, and I believe you all had it in your packet talking about the funding timeline and how the funding gets from the governor, the legislature, to the governor, to TEA, and finally into our bank account. The comptroller of public accounts still has the bill that was passed by the legislature and is looking it over, reviewing it before they pass it on to the governor's office for signature. That signature, they have up until the 21st of June in order to sign that. The important part is that once the funding gets signed and approved, then we will begin receiving payments in September. And there is a payment schedule that will be posted whenever TEA decides, once they divvy it up between the different school districts.
Madam Chair, question?
Yes, sir.
So you're saying September 1st is the earliest we'd see any payment, or is that the initiation of payment from the most previous legislation?
Last year, our first payment was on September 24th.
And the latest?
Well, that's when payments began.
But when was the last payment that we realized from the previous legislation?
It goes all the way until August.
Following
week? Right. Yes.
So we can go anywhere from September of the same year, of this year, to August of next year, to wait for any funding of any legislation currently. Is that correct?
Need for the funding to begin?
That's correct. It can take up to a year, is that correct?
I don't believe so. I believe that it will start in September.
It started in September, but I'm talking about initiation of, because we're talking about a myriad of legislation. We're talking about IMA and IFA, and there's a lot of acronyms here that we're talking about. How far are we talking about getting actual all of these monies?
Oh, to receive 100%.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm sorry. The first payment that we received in September, we have a payment schedule, and this comes from TEA. So in September we get 22%, in October we get 18%. In November, 9.5, and then we go to zero until April. So during those months, they're expecting us to live off the tax.
So we don't get the full amount, correct?
When do we get the full amount? When's 100% of all legislation typically? By June?
August 31st.
Okay. So fiscal year.
It's the government. It's the government's year.
September 1st, August 30th. Okay. Thank you. No further questions?
And so, did your question get answered?
Yes, ma'am. Fully? No, that was perfect.
Because there are a bunch of different funding areas, but they're all coming from the same funding source.
Mm-hmm.
And, ladies, I know there's two new. Do you all follow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're coming from the same source, different areas, and they should be to us by...
They should begin in
later than August
2016. And run through the entire year. And so they will dole it out to us in whatever increments they feel appropriate.
Correct.
But there'll be a dollar amount at the beginning that we know we're getting.
And Chair, another question?
Yes.
What's the total amount of legislation dollars that we expect? I know, that's
a hard one.
You had a number here. I think you had a number here. It was like 1.7. Is that correct? It's like 1.7 million, maybe. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
You're looking for the additional?
No. The total amount that legislation in their previous biennium, which just ended at the end of May, how much did they allocate additionally to school districts in terms of what we expect to receive? You talked about NIFA, IMA. What was the total amount? I know. I'm sorry. I should have warned you about this one.
I want to say it was $1,384,000.
Thank you. Yes,
well, they have received it previously, but if you would like us, we can send that again.
No. Okay. As long as we receive it. Thank you.
It was $1,384,000.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Good memory.
We've only done this many times.
Okay. Man, 334.
And this one, page 26.
Is that all, Mr. Medina?
Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Next.
A2, discussion of possible action regarding the 2015-2016 budget items. Mr. President.
Okay. You received a memo entitled Preliminary Budget Summary with Option A and Option B. And basically, the estimated revenues you'll see are at $57 million. This includes some possible additional 70 students. And it also includes the revenues that we just spoke about. The estimated expenditures include 5 PES. And so the difference is in red for you, the $169,958.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
This is including the state-adopted legislation, correct? The 169 deficit that we're talking about in Model A, or Option A, is with the additional funding, is that correct?
Yes. This includes possible increases from the basic allotment, NEPA, and the golden pennies.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
So
no further questions?
Does it also... Wait, I just answered my own question. Okay,
so we begin with the $169,958 in red.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the total of the expenditures exceeding revenues. Mm-hmm. So anywhere we go from there, we're going to have to find that. So what the board did approve, I want to say it was the 29th, that $1,334,580.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the textbooks, the health care, and the Reyes positions. Okay, if we add those two together, we come up to $1,504,000 deficit. The items that you see below are the items that are left to be determined, discussed.
$1,504,000.
So you're talking about option A.
Thank you. So 169,958.
Yes.
Plus $1,334,580.
Correct.
$1,504,000. 538.
So 485,019 is the net surplus. Is that correct?
It is the net if we consider the total fund balance of the $1,009,000 and the $800,000.
So we have to allocate almost $2 million from fund balance in order to get that net surplus of 485.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So under model one, if we were to consider all conditions, we would still be at a net deficit of 291.
Correct.
Model two would be at 805. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
The only difference being the 514.
The salary increases?
Yes.
At 1%?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
When you say the salary increases at 1%, is that with the adjustments?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Adjustments or step?
So that adjustment column that you're marking.
That's not step.
No.
What is step at this point?
We don't have step anymore. That's old.
We don't have step?
No, it's old term.
You should ask your teachers. You should find out what step is.
I know where they're coming from, but it's, we haven't done step in a while.
No.
We haven't done step in a while. And when we adopted the TASB model, it's, we have a beginning, you know, mid, and then.
So there's no current year to year step increase. No cost of living adjustment, is that correct?
No, there isn't. There's no cost of living adjustment. Everything that you vote on, you have to vote on separately. And
okay.
That's one thing that the board has been pretty diligent on, that, you know.
So our salary increases that we're looking at, is that 1%? That's
yes.
Our step.
Exactly.
Mr. Medina, one thing. I'd like to note that Mr. Rodriguez has left our meeting.
That's correct. I would.
It is 7:20. He probably left 2 minutes ago, like that 7:20.
Okay.
For the record, please.
Madam President, may I ask a question?
Wait, Mr.
Well, it has to do with that.
Okay.
They don't have a step, but they do get an increase every year automatically, no? They don't.
That's what she's saying. There's no more step.
I wasn't under the impression that they would.
No, if what you vote on is what you got. Okay.
So the 514 is their step.
You have to behave to please, and then you can change to the other seat and
you've got another month. You're good.
Okay. So, what I'm looking at is what you're looking at. No, we don't get a standard adjustment every year for everyone. We have to come in front of the board. We have been doing that for the past, I'm saying 5 or 6 years since we've adopted the TASB model. Now, yes, we still have that, what you looked at, I know that ladder thing, remember that used to be
the career, zero, the career
right?
Ladder.
Right, but we use that mainly for when they come in and say they're coming from another district and they have 10 years experience, we can kind of go there, and that's where the midpoint is. And if you notice, they've aligned that adjustment to that midpoint. But no. Every time we get a pay raise, Mr. Medina, to answer your question, it comes through the board, and a lot of times, if you can go back even a couple of years, there was times that we only gave a 1% to the teachers, and we didn't to administrators. And what happened then, or then we gave a different percent to auxiliary,
mm-hmm.
and so. And what happened is we started floating that.
So the salary increase is 1% across the board?
Absolutely, it's a 1% across the board.
It's not professional, paraprofessional, auxiliary, non-salary, non-exempt.
To answer what Ms. Searle said, there are a few adjustments. And then when I talk about it, I know Ms. Iglesias brought something up that I will talk about as far as the office managers. But right now, that 1% is with the pay adjustment. It's not at the 95%. I don't want you to think it's that, because I know we had discussions about that. So this is a 1% across the board.
And it's 1% of midpoint.
It's 1% of midpoint. Thank you very much for clarifying that. So what you do is you take the midpoint, and then that would be the, it would say if you have, okay, say somebody paid $15 an hour, $17.50 and $22, the raise would be at midpoint on the $17.50.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
For the question. So the salary that we see on online, that's where they're initially hired at. That's where they're hired at. That's midpoint. That's not really the increases they get yearly. Is that correct?
Right. Exactly. And if you look at our postings that we have, sir,
yes,
it goes from your beginning,
yes,
to your end. It should never lost. Yeah. And why should it put that in?
One more question, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
The new position summary of the $456,000. Can you clarify those positions, please?
Yes, so may I?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to the locally funded, not approved so far, it comes up to $456,174. Okay.
Okay.
And which positions would you like to look at, sir?
All of them as a whole.
And what would you like me to say?
These are new positions. Last year we had 1.5 million in unfilled vacancies that we did not fill. And at this point, looking at new positions on top of that, you know, when we're talking about possibly not giving our current employees an increase, kind of doesn't gel very well. So okay. I'm trying to look at this from your side. These new positions, what are these for?
Okay. If we had to we could look at some of these positions and we could put them in abeyance.
In a what?
In abeyance. We could hold off on
abeyance. That's a good word. That's very good. Okay.
And we could just hold off on them until the board felt more comfortable.
Are these campus specific, district specific?
Well, the English teacher, that is specific to Kanta High School. The custodians, were the itinerant custodians.
These are additional positions that are not currently funded and already budgeted for. Is that correct?
No,
so we're asking for an additional English teacher at the high school.
Right. And we're asking for an additional math teacher, which would be at Northwest Early College, and we're asking for an additional diagnostician. Those are the positions that are linked to the campuses, sir.
Okay. One more questions. Thank you, ma'am.
I can't help but notice our coach sitting here. Coach, are you here?
That's yes.
Athletics.
Yes.
And that's one of the items at the 20,000, which we're going to ask the board to approve. Yes.
And Chair, I would say that the athletic stipends have not come up for consideration.
Not even
in the past, you know, I haven't been here but 3 years, but I know they haven't been up for consideration in the past a few years, so I don't know if that's on the board. I'm more concerned about the new positions considering the vacancies that we...
I understand. I just...
Notice the absence. No further questions.
Madam Chair, for the record, Mr. Rodriguez came back at 7:28.
Thank you very much.
Well, what time did I do? 7:23.
Okay. So.
Wait, Madam Chair, I wanted the record to clarify. What time did I leave?
7:23.
And what information did I request?
Yes, you wanted a board book printed and a hard copy, sir?
Correct, sorry, because my iPad ran out, so I have to.
Oh, do you need more?
No, I got
or it. Another iPad?
I got it.
Are you sure?
Just don't want to do that.
Do you have everything you need, Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you. Keep going. No more questions.
So, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
The food service manager position, is that required with our new food service manager contract?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, each campus has a food service manager, and we do not anticipate any change in that with the new food service company.
Do you mean director?
Well, only because there is, in this new position summary, a food service manager.
Is it at Reyes?
It's specific to Reyes.
If it's specific to Reyes,
it's for Reyes. Yes. Yeah, it was just for Reyes.
Assistant managers.
But just please note that that will be coming out of the food service budget.
Okay.
It's not local. And food service is a balance.
An assistant manager?
Yeah, manager.
It says assistant manager right there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Martha,
no further questions.
What, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of questions on the fund balance. Can you provide the sheet, the drawdown?
Yes, our lovely associate.
Is this about the budget?
Yes,
you might have been.
Yeah, it's about the fund balance.
That is a concern.
We got this already.
So on the operating, I guess, our management of the fund balance, you're saying there's 36 days on model one?
Yes, sir.
And model two would be 33 days? What does the policy state?
The policy, I believe, says 60 days.
60 days? So we don't have 60 days of money within our fund balance to actually, if there was a rainy day, correct?
Correct.
60 days.
How much would it be to get to 60 days?
Closer to 8 million?
So 8 million?
What's our current amount?
We're looking at unassigned, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. 6,053 is the projection for the end of this year.
60 million?
$6 million.
Can you give us a drawdown of our fund balance back? And according to here, in 2013, our fund balance went to $20 million, which is 19 rounded off to $20 million, right? Can you give us a drawdown from the 2013 down to the 2015?
Okay, and that was the backup that you requested?
Correct.
Okay, so starting with 14.
What were the major items, I guess, above $1 million?
Above a million, the only thing is that was the purchase of land for $3.5 million.
$3.5 million for land.
Mm-hmm.
And what other? There was no other. All the other stuff was below $1 million.
Food service did spend their fund balance, but once again, that they have their own.
So what's 500 between a million?
Sorry.
What do we have that we spent from 500 to $1 million?
Okay, so. There was 500 for a race. 2014, the only things that are there are all Reyes. If you look, there's 348,000, there's another
20,000. Did we have the matches as one?
Yes, down the
It bottom. Hasn't drawn down?
Yes.
So how much do we have? This is capital outlays that we spent. We spent 3.5 million in land purchases. Does that include all appraisals that we've had?
I'm sure it would have been capitalized.
Everything?
We took capitalized.
So appraisals, land purchases at 3.5. And then what do we have left that is not, I guess, that is committed that hasn't been used?
Well, that would be the cafeteria. But you mean at the end of 14 or currently, as of today?
As of today.
As of today, it's the 1,098,265 that we're... This is the raise.
Okay. And to roll it over into unassigned?
That's what we would like. Because whatever the purpose was that it was originally committed for, it's... I'm sure that that time has passed because now Reyes is ready to open next year. So I believe it's time for the board to decide to uncommit that.
So if we take it from uncommit to unassigned, that would put our fund balance where?
On the unassigned?
Right now we're currently at 6 million, so if we add another million or so, that would bring it back up to 7 million.
But in the current year.
For the current year, at the end of this year.
Then what would it do with our actual revenues versus our expenditures in our budget?
It does.
Because we're actually dipping back in.
Well, and that's what, can we get back to option A and B for just a second?
Okay.
Okay, and so the main purpose of this is just to show that we're going to end up in the same place. Whichever one we use, because we're starting off with a deficit of 169,000. So we can say that we're using that 1,098,000 and the 800,000 from the workers' comp, or we can say that we're not using it. But if we spend any money after that 169,000, anything else comes out of fund balance. So the healthcare contributions, the new positions for Reyes, and the textbook adoption, that 1,334,580 came out of fund balance.
So it would dip back into?
It's going to come out of fund balance.
Mm-hmm. Right now that's 8,545. Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
After we draw back 1,334,580, we're looking at 8,545,202. Is that correct? After we draw down the 1,334,000. Is that correct? That's
plus,
your preliminary.
That's a shortfall of 169,000.
So we had still have to take
that's
off.
That's 1,003,000. That's 1,504,000.
So we're going to be under 6. Okay. So the 8,545 is without.
So we used the 1,039,000 plus the 800,000.
Okay.
Then it would.
And if you turn to the sheet with the blue and green, mm-hmm. with option A and B, it'll take you through the map. And you can see that on option A, we start off with 169,958 in the deficit. If we add back in the fund balance and then subtract out the newly approved items from May 28th, that's where we're showing that it shows like a surplus, but it's a surplus using 1,009,000 of fund balance. So if you look down at the bottom, the estimated fund balance, is 6,053,000, and you can see in model one and model two, if we take out the proposed expenditures, where the fund balance will end up.
Okay. So we're losing 3 days if we do model two.
So in regards to I guess the major question I have here and the major thing that I would tell the board, we went from 20 million back in 2013, and we're now going to go to 6 million, which would put 1 month in operations in our general fund balance. And the other issue in regards to that, I don't know if you were all aware, that there was legislation this past year, it didn't pass, but if there were to be a bond credit rating decrease, that there's a possibility for rollback for school board members.
Did it pass?
It didn't pass.
It didn't pass, but
so it tells you the significance of what is actually happening. And when you look at going from 20 million to 6 million into it, you're actually looking at down the road to going to bankruptcy. I mean, it's sad to see that. I think what we need to look at is the land purchases that we've had in the past. Maybe we could put some more revenue within looking at what we need to do with that. Currently, is there any money in regards to the land purchases?
No, sir, that's not
so
budgeted.
So we don't have nothing budgeted for this year?
No, sir.
If I may add as well, I believe in the Thursday packet we included some information regarding our first rating, whether where fund balance changes more than 20%.
We're going to get hit on that.
Over 2 years. So yes, we are going to be hit.
So we're going to get hit for dipping into our fund balance, and hopefully we don't get a down rating on our credit, on our bond rating.
So, ladies, we paid $1 million back to the outlet mall this year, correct? $1 million?
Last year.
Yes. So that was a direct hit for us, correct?
Right.
And that drew us down quite significantly.
That's where our net position changed?
Yes, that was
where our revenues were less than our expenditures. So that was a major hit as well.
Correct.
Along with the purchase of the land and other commitments.
Which the outlet mall will, as we can all look at, continue to rise. That we took the hit on it over the appeal and the appraisal process, and we were down $1.1 million, if I'm not mistaken. So that was a big hit because we had no clue that was going to happen to us. With our certified rolls this year, do you expect to see any increase?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, the preliminary came up a lot higher. We were last year at $1,000,064, something like that. We're right now at $1,000,886.
Okay.
Then again, we're projecting
$1 billion.
$1,886 billion.
A long time ago.
Thank you, Martha. Yes,
And so we're already projecting that historically it decreases by about 4%. Mm-hmm. So we're projecting certified at $1.810 billion.
And obviously, next year's not going to be appraisal year, yet we've got all this new development coming in. Have you had any contact with the Central Appraisal District to look at, you know, I'm thinking of particularly like Desert Springs up on the far side of the freeway?
Not since our last meeting in March, where they did indicate that any land under development, they will take into consideration the value of that development.
Okay.
So if it's under development, they will take it into consideration.
So that due to the fact that we are, and this isn't my statement, this was the statement that actually was given through the state, that there's only three areas in our state that are growing, or two, I-35 corridor and Canyon Tio, Texas. Yeah, we're growing tremendously. So, you know, I'm not thinking that we're looking at a dismal future. I think we have a dismal present, but only somewhat of a setback. And did we not also spend $900,000, actually I think it's over $1 million now, to build the cafeteria that we took out of our fund balance?
Yes, 1.1.
Correct. So that was also
part of those commitments.
Yes, that was a commitment that, and I believe we went with the brick and mortar building instead of the like portable. So that those were, you know, decisions that the board did make. And, you know, the district has fulfilled.
And the AMS gym.
And yes, the AMS gym, you're correct.
And yes, we've talked with Central Appraisal and also with Lime Barber to see, because right now a lot of the land is valued. valued at the construction value.
Exactly.
Once it gets sold, then it will increase in value to the actual sales price.
And to the development value, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So do you see brighter days?
We do.
Okay. Thank you.
And Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would like to make a motion. I don't know if it's a little too early, but...
I need to ask one more question before you do.
Yes.
Okay. If on the... I can't find the piece of paperwork that we had from the other night where the adjustments equaled a dollar amount.
The adjustments for...
The salaries.
456, 174. Or salary increases?
No.
514.
This was just the adjustment. We have like...
Yeah, the zero, the one, the one and a half.
Oh, I know.
We only consider the 1%.
Okay, I know where it is. I just... Okay.
It's the 514.
Everything we've been working on is 0 and 1%.
Okay.
So,
Madam Chair, just...
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Just for recap, we currently, as a board, moved to take from general fund balance $1,334,580 for textbook adoption, new positions, and healthcare contributions for our employees. At this time, Model 1 and Model 2 still put us well below our policy required 60 days of fund balance. I'd like to move to adopt our preliminary budget without our district-wide facilities, without our campus facilities, without our new position summary, but still doing salary increases for our employees, for a total of only requiring $969,000 from our $969,561 from our fund balance, instead of the $1,334,580.
Can you repeat that, please?
So, taking Model 1,
okay,
removing...
What page, Mr. Medina?
Page 7.
Yeah, I'm looking at the quick view, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Page 7. It is Model 1 minus the new position summary, campus facilities, district-wide facilities, but including salary increases, for a total to not exceed $969,561 from fund balance. Currently, we have $1,334,580 from fund balance.
Okay, may I ask a question?
Yes.
What salary increases?
514. 514 of salary increases will be included. District-wide facilities would be excluded. Campus facilities will be excluded. Athletic stipends will be included at $20,000. New position summaries will not be included, but dual credit textbooks will be included.
Are you on option A?
I am on option A.
A?
That is correct. Option A.
Option A model.
That is correct.
Model 1?
Model 1.
Okay.
Excluding district-wide facilities, okay, campus facilities, okay, and new position summary, but including salary increases.
So including the 514.
Including the 514, but excluding district-wide facilities, mm-hmm, campus facilities, and new position summaries.
And that is a total of $634,000.
Yes, for a total not to be taken from fund balance of no more than $969,561. Because currently we have a $1,334,580. Is that correct? In Model A, option A,
yes,
we have healthcare contributions of $487,000. Well, I'll take you through the math.
$487,000.
Yeah, $487,000.
Oh, okay, I'm with you.
You with me there?
Yes.
So healthcare contributions, $487,000. Mm-hmm. Textbook adoption of $286,000, which we will get compensated on.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, we will get $250,000 back.
We believe that.
Okay. Yes. New positions for Reyes, which we will need to open at $561,580.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That total is $1,334,580. That's coming from fund balance.
Correct.
Okay. I am suggesting that we take Model 1, excluding new position summary, campus facilities, and district-wide facilities, but including salary increases of 514.
So you're using Model 1 then? The 1%?
I'm using the model, it's a hybrid, really. I'm taking the 1% increase on salary increases, but taking away the facilities as well as new position summaries.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I still didn't follow that math.
Okay.
Because we're already, we're taking out.
But you gotta take the 1334 into.
Right.
You got me, right?
Go ahead.
Where's the 1334?
No, I'm sorry.
Right now, we're taking $1,334,580 from fund balance.
Yes.
We don't want to take more from fund balance than is necessary, correct? As stated by Mr. Rodriguez, we have a policy in place that says 60 days, no more, no less. We need to have 60 days. We're nowhere near it. We want to inch up to it. Right now, I see dual credit textbooks, which affects our students. Mm-hmm. We want to keep that. New position summary, right now, you can obey that and come back to us after 3 months. If we get some money back, great. Athletic stipends, they have not come to us in years. We want to give them the funds, especially in their, you know, glorious sort of, you know, performance this year.
Right.
Campus facilities and district-wide facilities, we can pull back, only because this past year, we've already given them 2 years in a row of that sort of monies. I also want to include the increase of our salary increases because we will, and this is from you guys, from the administration, that in January we will be considering an increase in our health care.
Sure.
So that could actually decrease their pay.
Sure.
So I don't want to offset their increase with an offset. So I'd like to keep it equal. At this point, that's what would keep it equal. That amount is 969,561.
So
I have several.
Go ahead.
I have, I mean, the thing is, on the salary increases, what you're looking at is a continued increase. Next year, right, it's going to increase. And so the issue I have, I mean, I wish we could afford that, but you're looking at, I mean, if that, I would say just let's strike that one off and then do the two other things. But
which two other things?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, you know, I don't know if you're not taking into account the $169,000 deficit that we're starting out with.
I think that
would need fund balance to be able to offset that one. In addition to the $1,003,000 plus the $634,000.
So you're saying we're starting out with a deficit.
Yes.
We have the $1,334,580. Okay.
Yes.
I'm saying, what I was saying on salary increases, that's a compounded thing. So next year, it's going to compound the problem if it doesn't get fixed.
It'll never get fixed.
Well, I
say
mean,
that again.
Are we
sorry,
gonna, are we going to just keep on dipping in the fund balance? We have to fix it. If we don't, if next year it's another, let's say it's another million within the fund balance, then we're down to five. We're down to 5 million in our fund balance. I bet you San Ali has a better fund balance than us in regards to that. I mean, it's just bad fiscal management if we don't do that.
Are you suggesting that we don't have salary increases for this year?
Yes.
Anything else on the table besides salary increases, or is that all you'd like to cut?
I would say go back to the drawing board and make sure we get a fund, I mean, look at ways to cut where we can get those dual credit textbooks back.
Well, and respectfully, Mr. Rodriguez, with the new position summary, that offsets the salary increases. The 456 offsets the 514.
Yeah, but we're going to do a continued, it's going to be a compounded problem next year. If we don't get an increase in revenues, then.
Okay. So you're saying we start off with the deficit, 169?
Yeah.
We apply the 1334, we're down to 1164.
Okay,
correct?
I'm sorry, no, that takes us to 1,000,005.
Sorry. Kind of love
I'm
this.
Trying to keep up with you.
It's okay. 1504.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Motion withdrawn.
Yeah. Okay. Motion as well. Wow.
Okay, so we're 2,138,538 in deficit.
Right now we're 1.5 in deficit.
Yes.
Without even considering model one or two.
Right. Exactly.
If we're just to consider the athletic and the dual credit and salary increases, we're way above that.
Right, that's the 2,138,538.
The item 5B that we did on, would that increase on this budget? It would be on this fiscal year budget, right? That land purchase we were looking at? I won't say the number, but
it's
not it. In other words, we don't have it in the budget, so that's going to add an increase on this.
That's exactly right.
So it's 2138538.
I'm sorry?
2138538.
Yes, sir.
And the dual credit textbooks, we'll get back 250 off of that. Is that correct?
That's what we're expecting.
So we're down to 188.
I don't think we have the money for pay raises.
That's correct. So if we back off the 514, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I have to say I feel really happy that we were able to give our employees their health benefit increase and that we have got a really good health program for them. I think if, personally, if I had to weigh it for my own self, I would be happy to have health care, especially in this climate of today. So I don't have a problem.
So I did withdraw my motion. I'd like to make another motion.
Okay, Mr.
Dean. Considering the 169 deficit plus the 133458 of fund balance that we have allocated already through board action, I would move to approve dual credit textbooks and athletic stipends for a total of, can you get that for me? It's plus the 120, is that correct? 162453 from fund balance. 1624538 from fund balance.
Was that Jill's number two?
Yes.
Okay.
How many days is that in terms of?
The 1 and 6.
Well, right now with model two, giving the largest increase, that's 33 days.
34.
What's it now, considering we're only dropping down 120?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit better than the 36.
I would hope so.
Well, yeah, so.
But not a whole bunch, but maybe, yeah.
Well, we're talking 776 versus 120, guys. Let's be honest here. That's quite a bit.
Well, I'm looking at model one.
Yes, model one. Minus
so
everything.
Option A.
Yeah. Right. Model one, option A, minus everything except dual credit and athletic stipends. So minus the 656174.
It's about 160,000 a day. So we add another day, or deduct another day.
Get another day off of this?
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
That's what I thought.
It's an increase.
I mean, but not another day of the 36.
Reduce it by another day from the 120. So it's about 35. Yeah. Maybe 35.
How's that possible? If
no, no.
How's that possible if we're removing 654 from
it? It must be better than this.
If it's 160,000 per day.
We'll add another day.
Add another 5 days. How about that?
Five.
So we're at 40 days. Closer?
Not
close enough. I mean, there's unless we dramatically, you know, talk about getting rid of new positions.
Does that include the unassigned, all that amount, the unassigned and the 1.8 and?
Does it include the amount that?
We're moving everything from committed to unassigned and then dipping into fund balance in regards to this.
Does that include that amount?
Yes, ma'am.
We moved to 40.
It moves the committed to not committed, but we're still dipping into the fund balance for this. So
no matter what we do, we dip into
a maneuver. It's an accounting procedure.
Exactly. I know, but does that include the amount that we would put it back in?
Yes, I believe you have this in your packet.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So it would be about 40 days.
If you go right now,
so we're closer to 60. Two-thirds
of it. If you go right behind it shows the calculations on how we get there. So there's, at the very bottom, this shows the math on how to get back to the fund balance. So the first thing we did was take the $6 million and add back in the $1.9 million. So we
went to page you want.
So are you suggesting that we don't commit the one then? You're saying that we shouldn't commit the budget accounts? Is that correct? The $800,000?
No, I'm saying that we're going to move that and the million. Because I'm assuming you're going to want to uncommit that.
Correct.
Into the unassigned.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the top line here starts with 6 million.
Yes.
And then it adds in the 1.9
mm-hmm.
in all cases.
Correct.
So then we took out the 169,000. We took out the 1,334,000. And then the additional was the possible yes, no, yes, no.
Mm-hmm.
What we didn't put in here is a zero, in case you decided on not to add anything else tonight. But that shows how we come back to the figures that are showing in this fund balance graph. But the only difference is between the two models was one had raises and one had no raises.
Right.
So there was $514,000 difference between basically A and B. Or between one and two, I should say.
I'll keep my motion.
I have a kind of off the wall question.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mr. Padilla still here?
He stepped out just a
few minutes. Maybe y'all know it. Is the cafeteria in Natchez good to go? It's covered.
I want to say that it's halfway.
But I mean not, not in construction money, as far as funding. It's,
yes. Oh, yes.
It's
yes,
safe.
Yes.
It's good to go.
Yes.
We can open that. No,
it's fully encumbered, yes.
It's
okay.
Fully encumbered, yes.
Thank you.
And then within budget.
Okay. I think it was even a little under.
Do we have any other options?
More kids.
More kids?
Yes. What I did want to mention is
No. I'd like to live on realistic numbers.
No.
Ma'am. I'll be honest with you. When we talked about open enrollment, when we talked about, you know, is El Paso ISD open enrollment going to affect us? It affected us. Let's be honest.
But not like any other.
Did it affect us?
So not as much as any other district in this region. Yes, we were down 143 kids. 140 kids.
That's quite a bit for a district our size. Would you agree?
Yeah, but not compared to the rest, but we'll get those 143 kids back.
Okay.
I did want to mention in reference to the new position summary, we could take some of those if they're instructional out of the PES, during the year.
That was the other question I had, was the PES has $308,000 in there.
And you need to know, but I'm not going to worry about it, because when the kids show up,
it's another 2 days, guys.
And we're going to ask for instructional, and we'll get it, because by law, I have to be 22-1. So I won't worry about it. That was a mile of face.
So, Martha, do you recommend the PES stay or go?
I recommend the PES.
Okay.
Recommend the solely.
The PES to stay.
To stay? That's
solely
five.
For instruction.
They are, yes, but they're already
in
your 169.
We just cut teacher raises. And you're suggesting that we make an allotment for additional maybes?
No.
That's exactly what you
said. The ones that we had already, they had already.
They're already in the budget.
Yeah, they're
the five
beds. That are already there. Yeah.
No, that hasn't been approved.
Yes. They're in your 169.
They're in the 169. So we can at any time come back and say, let's not do that. Is that correct?
Except if it's kids that are in kinder through fourth grade. And by law, it's 22-1.
But then, at that point, you can come back
absolutely.
To us.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
Let's be realistic. We're in a tough bind right now.
Oh, absolutely.
We're in a tough bind. We have to really look at our finances right now and figure out what needs to be done.
I'm with you.
I don't think having this extra amount to say maybe we might need it when we're cutting, we're not even increasing our teacher salaries or even funding, campus facilities, new position summaries. We're taking everything, but yet we're giving you guys $308,000 to, I don't feel comfortable with that, but, that's just me speaking. That's not respectfully from the board.
Well, we did label them as instructional.
Correct.
So we're thinking that this year it's going to be only.
That still comes from the budget. I mean, you guys come back to us for it. So.
And I would think that Mr. Medina, that what's going to happen with that, and ladies, you tell me if I'm on the right line, that if we need to use those PES, it's because the number of students has gone up. If the number of students go up, the ADA funding comes in, and one should theoretically offset the other?
And what we've said is yes, absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's all delayed funding. I mean, we're just playing with, it's a nutshell game here. You know, money's going to come here, money's going to come here. I don't feel comfortable playing that game right now.
Well, there's a budget process, Madam Chair. I mean, this is a budget process. We have to be frugal about the budget process and go from there. Any extra revenues come in, any new development or kids come in, great. But if not, then we're at least able to address the reality if it doesn't.
And so, Mr. Medina, you wanted to make another motion.
I'm going to withdraw my motion at this time, and considering that the 169 does include a $308,000 for PEZ, I have no motion at this time.
And I'd just like to say that's why it's lying down in there, because that is something.
We'd be at a surplus if we didn't have PEZ. Is that correct?
That we would be at a balanced budget.
We'd be at a balanced budget if we had no PEZ.
Well, at that point, but we still spent $1.3 million.
Right. Okay.
And I just like to say that the money that we put for the healthcare was for another maybe. That was for another debt.
Yeah, no, that's a certainty. Healthcare is going to increase.
But it isn't spent. Do you remember that? And am I correct? We are really not spending the healthcare. The healthcare is held almost in a savings account. Am I correct?
We're self-insured, so yes.
So that is there. It's not like we just paid somebody that money. It's in our pocket still, correct?
Yes. We're required to, I believe, to keep about 2 months' worth of fund balance there as well.
Yes. And we are in compliance.
We would be, we will be, and I believe that's where the consideration was for this.
Okay.
Since the board has already, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Since the board has already moved on PEZ, I'm really not going to go back and revisit that, as the board has already made motion and decided on that factor. I'd like to make a motion to approve Model 1 minus campus facilities, district-wide facilities, and the new position summary.
Option A?
Option A, Model 1, including only dual-credit textbooks at this time.
What about the athletic?
Including athletic stipends for $120,000 on top of the 133,458.
I second it.
Thank you very much. Motion made and seconded.
Ms. Pritzi?
Yes.
Before you continue, can we clarify the numbers? There's a lot of numbers being thrown around. I just want
to
make sure everybody's on the same page.
Ms. Bikarski clarify, and that way we can be sure that what
can
she
do that
heard
for us,
is what
please?
You said.
I appreciate that.
Okay, we're starting with the current shortfall of $169,958.
Correct.
We're adding to that shortfall $1,334,580, which brings us to $1,504,538.
Okay.
With the additional $120,000, we are at $1,624,538 of fund balance that we will use to balance this year's budget.
How many days of fund balance? How many days of operational capacity would we have with that amount in our fund balance at this time? Is that 40 days? Is that correct?
Yes.
40 days? All right. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Everybody feel that we're all, Ms. Rachel? Everybody's
a lot of numbers. Sorry, guys.
Page.
Ms. Pritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item 3, discussion regarding general fund balance considerations, but I believe you all have already covered.
Pretty sure that's happened.
Done.
By unanimous consent.
So moved.
Thank you very much. Item B, human resources. Number 1, discussion of possible action regarding the compensation plan for 2015-2016.
Pretty sure that happened.
Yes.
Yes, I think that did.
I should have read that in the record.
We need to, Mr. Monta, do you feel we need a vote on that? It would be number B1.
Is that what it encompasses in a prior discussion? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can just ratify it again just for the sake of clarity.
Okay. Would y'all like to do that, or would you like me to do that?
Okay.
So, looking at B1, our compensation plan for the 2015-2016 year will remain the same as it was for the prior year. Hopefully, what our employees will hear and understand is that we instead took the turn to fund their health care with a very robust balance to their health fund. And so there will be no increase in district compensation this year. Instead, we will fund the health increase. And that was taken to a vote by the board previously, and I guess it was item A1. Now, item A2, our budget.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, board. Okay, moving on, it looks like.
Adjourned.
Thank you very much, ladies.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, 5-minute recess, then?
Yes, sir. What's it?